and now quickly a conclusion. So I've tried to look at Jesus' prayer as best I can in one brief morning, and now I'll go through Jesus teaching us now how to pray. Jesus teaches not only by example, but also by his words. He offers a parable about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. If an unjust judge can be worn down by the persistent pleas of a widow, will not the just God respond, and Jesus says, and respond quickly, to our persistent pleas that come from the heart? So you can pray, we can pray anything to God. Pray as you feel. Don't put your best clothes on for God. Speak to God the way you do to your wife or husband or someone that you know loves you, and so you can let it all out. And when you're in public, you're kind of a bit better mannered probably. But it's not surprising that when you're angry, your anger comes out at home where you can be yourself and where the one who loves you can kind of forgive you again for being angry or whatever you are, because that's where you feel safe, I guess. And so we pray to God like that. So if you feel like cursing God, curse God, you know. Give him the works, because he knows how you feel, and he knows it's only a silly little teenager that hasn't grown up yet, and he'll sort it out for you. The Catechism reads, I don't mean curse literally, but you know what I'm trying to say. Just express as you are. The giver is more precious than the gift, says the Catechism. He is the treasure. In him abides his son's heart. The gift is given as well. As Jesus says in relation to another parable, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well. So God will give himself to you and me, his spirit, his life. He'll give himself to you, and then whatever comes from that will be good. It might mean psychologically you may feel strengthened and healed, or you may go through the agony of not being healed, but with God next to you and with you and so on. Whatever love can do, God can do. Jesus insists on this, and you'll just have to remember where. Conversion of heart. This is the Catechism number 2608. Reconciliation with another before presenting an offering at the altar. Sometimes that's impossible, really, because reconciliation requires the other person to come to the party, doesn't it? And they may not. So it doesn't mean you stay away from Mass for the rest of your life. But at least you and I have to be willing to be reconciled if the other person is willing to listen to it. We're not the problem, in other words, for the lack of reconciliation. We do what we can within reason, and we've got to pick our time and, you know, all those things. He insists that we love our enemies. Terrific advice, of course, but rarely followed. Because if you love your enemy, that's your best chance of doing anything good. Prayer for persecutors. He insists on prayer to the Father in secret. He insists on not heaping up, this is all catechism statements, not heating up empty phrases. You wear yourself out saying all those prayers, and you've still got a page to go and you've got a headache. But you will finish it off, because otherwise what's St. Jude going to do if you don't pray to him as well? And presumably he's having a nice time in heaven and is not that interested, I have to tell you, I don't imagine. But he might be. But so you pray to St. Jude, you pray. But it's just that if you've got a list that you've got to do, that's all I'm saying. It's the list that has to be fulfilled. And God says, like, yabba, 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 and he just gives you a slap on the cheek, probably to wake you up and say, I wouldn't mind having a chat with you, you know. Like, can we just relax a bit? Instead of trumping out all this stuff. Prayer for forgiveness from the depths of our heart, purity of heart, seeking the kingdom before all else. If we had to go to all that, we'd be all right, wouldn't we? This filial conversion is entirely directed to the Father. So they're all the things that Jesus begs us to do. Once committed to conversion, the heart learns to pray in faith. Faith is a filial adherence, filial child, to God beyond what we feel and understand. It's possible because the beloved Son gives us access to the Father. He can ask us to seek and knock Why? Because he's the way and he's the door. So he says, seek, knock and the door will be opened, because Jesus is there opening his heart to embrace us and take us to the Father. And finally, the Catechism and these numbers, 2610, talks about filial courage, having confidence and courage to keep going. The next one talks about readiness to do God's will, which we all ultimately want to do. Then there's another one about being watchful, alert. 2614, we are to ask in Jesus' name. And the quote from the Catechism, faith in the Son introduces the disciples into the knowledge of the Father, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Faith bears its fruit in love. It means keeping the word and the commandments of Jesus. It means abiding with him in the Father, who in him so loves us that he abides with us. That's some of the loveliest statements of the Last Supper, when Jesus said, my Father will come to you, I will come to you, I won't leave you an orphan, I will send my Spirit, the whole Trinitarian gift given. In this new covenant, the certitude that our petitions will be heard is founded on the prayer of Jesus. And I'll conclude with 2615 of the Catechism. In the Holy Spirit, Christian prayer is a communion of love with the Father, not only through Christ, but in him. Hitherto, said Jesus, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. Last Sunday's readings were really basically about the gift of joy. And they're really worth reading again. You know, the second reading's about that, the cover, Responsorial Psalm is about joy, that kind of gift that Jesus had on the cross. So not happiness, but the joy of being in the right place, trusting, doing God's will as best we may, and being loved by God. Well, there's a great joy in that. A faith joy.